Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. In 2016, Oscar Pistorius was convicted of murder. Today I'm asking, could he be let out of jail soon? On the 14th of February 2013, police and an ambulance crew were called to a luxury gated community in Pretoria, South Africa. A woman had been shot dead by her boyfriend.
It does appear from initial media reports and from a number of other sources, as well as Reuters, that Oscar Pistorius perhaps shot and killed his girlfriend in the early hours of this morning.
The victim was Reeva Steenkamp, a model and TV star. The killer was an athlete, Oscar Pistorius.
Pistorius shot Steenkamp through a locked bathroom door, claiming it was an accident, that he had fired his gun, believing an intruder had broken into his home. The prosecution argued he was a cold-blooded killer who shot Steenkamp after an argument.
News of the killing shocked South Africa and the world, because everyone knew who Oscar Pistorius was. He was the Blade Runner. A double amputee and an Olympic and Paralympic star, Oscar Pistorius was one of the fastest sprinters and one of the most famous sportsmen in the world. But now he was in the dock, accused of killing his girlfriend. At first, Oscar Pistorius was convicted of manslaughter, but on appeal, that was upgraded to murder. The trial attracted massive amounts of attention, but the judge said she wouldn't be affected by the hullabaloo. Public opinion may be loud and persistent, but it can play no role in the decision of this court, she said. Still, some critics said she did seem to be swayed by the hero status of the defendant. When she convicted Oscar Pistorius of Reeva Steenkamp's murder, she sentenced him to 6 years in jail. That's a short sentence. The minimum for murder in South Africa is usually 15 years. But the country's top appeals court eventually decided to extend his sentence. Now, he's served half of his time, and under South African law, he's allowed to apply for parole. So, could he be released from prison? Even though Oscar Pistorius is eligible for parole, there's no guarantee he'll actually get it, because part of the parole process in South Africa is what's called offender-victim dialogue.
South African authorities said, having served half his sentence, Pistorius is eligible for parole. One of the crucial parts of the process is for the perpetrator to have a successful dialogue with the victim's parents.
Reeva Steenkamp's mum and dad have agreed to meet him, but their lawyer warned it could be a difficult process for them.
It's a very sensitive issue, and the wound, even though so much time has passed, is still very raw.
To be granted parole, Oscar Pistorius will have to prove that he acknowledges and takes responsibility for his actions. This meeting with his victim's family is then a key part of that process. And it looks like the Steenkamps could be meeting with Oscar Pistorius very soon. Earlier this week, he was moved across the country to a prison close to the Steenkamp family home. So what do Reeva Steenkamp's parents want to get out of the meeting?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Reeva Steenkamp's mother, June, says she's forgiven Oscar Pistorius.
From God, I was asked to forgive him, and that's the only thing. But it doesn't mean that he hasn't got to pay for what he's done. He showed no remorse, and we don't believe the story. We don't believe the story that he gave. I don't know how it came to that. We want the truth. Barry and I want the truth.
She and her husband Barry don't believe what Oscar Pistorius claims about their daughter's death. He says it was an accident and that he didn't mean to kill her. They think it was premeditated. During his trial back in 2014, Oscar Pistorius made an emotional apology to Barry and June in the courtroom.
There hasn't been a moment since this tragedy happened that I haven't thought about your family. I was simply trying to protect Reva.
But the Steenkamps are sceptical. And if he apologises to them again this time, they think it will only be because showing remorse could help him get out on parole. They don't believe he should be allowed to leave prison until his full sentence is up. But ultimately, that is for the legal system to determine, June says.
I really don't think that we're going to have that much influence. It's not going to change anything. It's up to them to decide. We leave it up to the law.
Whatever the South African authorities eventually decide, one thing is already certain. Just like the trial, this parole process and its outcome will make news across the world. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed this episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written and produced by Ella Hill.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.